Welcome to today's edition of Feet to the Fire, where we're always challenging the status quo. For more cutting-edge commentary, go to feettothefire.org. That is feet, the number two, thefire.org. And now your host.
All right, what do we got today? I want to finish up our discussion on Nine Marks and Mark Dever and Jonathan Lehman and their response to MacArthur opening his church. And I know we've been talking about that. I don't want to beat a dead horse, but there's one more comment that I just have to mention that caught my attention that needs to be addressed. And, you know, a listener told me I've been a little intense, yelling too much on the show. So I'm going to be real calm. This is going to be a gentle episode for our culturally sensitive audience. Okay, Lehman wrote this in his second blog post. For instance, I decided to attend a protest march organized for evangelical churches over a month ago in order to affirm the basic theological truth that black people are made in God's image. Now, again, this is in the context of writing a letter saying we can't over-politicize either to the right or to the left. Politics just doesn't belong in the churches. We got to be protecting religious convictions and conscience and Christian freedom. And so we can't be so dogmatic like MacArthur is. But he uses this statement. He went to this rally to affirm the basic theological truth that black people are made in God's image as a defense, as though we would all read that and go, oh, well, he's right about that. No, I reject this conditional statement he's making about image bearers. Again, he puts us in a position where no one would want to disagree with that, but the problem is it's not good Bible, and that's what I've been talking about. This is not thinking through Scripture. The Bible is not conditional when it says who is made in God's image. Man is made in God's image. There's no arbitrary distinctions. That's what's happening in the BLM movement and in all of this cultural Marxism, is we are creating racial distinctions, arbitrary nuances that aren't in the text. And listen now, we are perverting our anthropology, how we understand man. The basic theological truth is not that black people are made in God's image. The basic theological truth is that all people are made in God's image. And how many, my goodness, centuries of reformation, primarily through the gospel and the church, have we gone through centuries in our own culture and in Christian thinking to get to this point of saying we are putting all racial distinctions behind. I mean, that is the glory of the development and advancement of the American civilization, right? Did we not fight? Everybody forgets this. We fought an entire civil war to free the black man and say there are no more distinctions between men. Color of your skin doesn't matter. Frederick Douglass, this is what he was advocating for, and all the great civil rights leaders through the ages, all the way up to Martin Luther King. We forget his words. I look forward to the day, paraphrasing, when a man will be judged not by the color of his skin, but by the content of his character. And somebody like Lehman, trying to make this self-righteous, pious claim, black people are made in God's image, is retrograding. He's going backwards. He's litigating and bringing back up racial distinctions that we fought because of the gospel exerted over a society to get rid of. And another thing I have to ask, his whole premise in two posts is about how we should not over-politicize ourselves as Christians, and yet one of his defenses is, I went to a BLM rally. Well, you went to a BLM rally? That's one of the most leftist positions and stances you could take right now. That's very controversial. That's celebrating socialism and Marxism and racial distinctions that don't exist in the Bible. And, you know, we forget that too. Ephesians chapter 2, where Christ has made one man out of the two, and in that one man has reconciled us to God the Father through his sacrifice on the cross. This is what Ephesians is talking about. He's taken down the dividing wall of hostility, the barrier, and we are now united in Christ. There is no room for this in the church. And to say that you know, we can't take these strident positions politically is handcuffing us from being able to appropriate gospel truth into the current events of the day when the civilization desperately needs answers from the church. Let justice roll down like waters, America, and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. Don't believe the hype out there. We, the church, and the Bible have the answers on these issues, whether it's dealing with matters of anthropology or law or good government or anything else. And we are not going to be cowed into silence while so-called leftist evangelicals are out there attending BLM rallies.